Are you mad? All right, welcome to the first You Mad podcast. Me and my co-host here, Connor Pratt.
How's it going, guys?
We're here with our first interview with strength and conditioning coach Jerry Jones. Say what's up, Jones.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm the strength and conditioning coach here at Inola, and I also coach football. And I graduated from here and really want to succeed.
Man, that's nice.
It's a nice story.
Yeah, you know, pretty nice.
It's a nice great story. Great story for you, Jones.
So I'm knowing our podcast is called You Mad.
Yep.
Okay. We would like to talk about maybe one of your biggest pet peeves you have.
One, either not working hard in the weight room or having a bad attitude.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with that, too. Yeah. Now, obviously, it's not me or
you.
Yoder.
Yoder doesn't come in the weight room.
He tries
to steer clear of that. We had a student on last year. He was hurt a lot, and that's very much like our Mr. Yoder here.
I would beg to differ in that situation there.
He hurt his knee last year, week four of football, and he's out this year for it. It just seems kind of like someone that we had last year.
It's a touchy subject.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't golfing though, was it?
He didn't do it golfing.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. Do you have a specific person that bothers you in the weight room?
Yes. Toby Unrau drives me insane in the weight room.
Really?
Yeah.
What about it?
Yeah. She just got this attitude. I think if you bring her in here, you'll get what I'm saying.
Yeah, like a sass of.
Yeah, a little bit of a sass, and it's just always there.
Yeah.
She works pretty hard most of the time, but she just got this attitude that makes me just want to yell her name.
You just can't stand it. Well, we have a surprise guest today.
Should we bring her in?
Let's bring her in. Let's just welcome our surprise guest on today's podcast. Say hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Toby Unrail.
Oh, hi, Toby.
Toby.
We were just actually talking about you, and we're just going to ask you a few quick questions here. What are your thoughts on strength and conditioning coach Jerry Jones?
I think he likes aggravating me.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like me.
Would you say he has a sass of sorts?
Yes.
Yes. Very sassy.
And listeners, I think you can hear her sass in that voice.
I have no sass.
Yeah, you can't even say that without you having can, sass.
You hear that very clearly.
Yeah.
Toby, how would you say your work ethic is in the weight room specifically?
Pretty good until he pisses me off.
Yeah.
And see, I do nothing besides try to motivate her. So I don't know what she's talking about there.
See, we're getting two different stories here, and I'm kind of confused on what to believe.
I agree. I mean, I'm hearing he has sass, and on the other side, I'm hearing she has sass.
Yeah, I think the wall we've ran into here, we have two extremely sassy individuals that are just butting heads.
I mean, it could be because Toby's stronger than the...
No, it's definitely Jerry.
Yeah. Guys, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like I have any sass. I'm very not sassy.
Would you say you're level-headed?
I'm very level-headed.
Yeah.
I don't really competitive. Get that angry. I'm competitive.
Yeah.
But I don't really get angry
very often. Yeah. Toby, would you agree?
No, he gets angry.
Toby, what have I gotten angry at you?
About OU softball? We fight about all this.
No, we don't fight.
Yes, we do.
He has an umpire.
Opinion that's wrong.
Let's hear it.
What is your opinion?
What's your opinion on OU softball?
I mean, they're pretty good. They've won four straight national championships.
No, but last year it was going to be Nebraska who goes to the World Series. Did they even make it? No.
Is that true?
Schultz.
Whoa. I think he just called me Schultz.
He called you
that's
Schultz.
That's wrong. You pretty much called me Gideon.
You thought Nebraska was going to the Natty?
I thought there was a chance.
Because of Jordy Ball?
Yeah, they had some players.
Yeah?
They had some players.
Can you name one?
No.
That's what I thought.
So that tells you why we fight.
But I will say, I mean, he is a Division I softball umpire. He might have a little bit of knowledge, right?
Just a touch.
Yeah, he does. But whatever I say, he's going to say the opposite of.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Do you think OU was good last year? You think they got lucky?
I thought they were pretty good last year. I mean, they had four or five seniors that had started for 3 years in the national championship, and she said they didn't have a chance at winning it. And I just said, I think they got a pretty good chance. And she said, no, they're not going to be very good. And I told her she was wrong. And she didn't like that. And then she got sassy, like you hear her every time.
I mean, I'm hearing a little bit.
Yeah, you hear some sass out of her.
I can see it.
But, I mean, coming from someone that has maybe disagreed with you at some point, Jones, I think you you might have a little bit more sass to you.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
Mr. Tyler Yoder has disagreed with me?
I mean, I've personally witnessed I've witnessed it. But I would say for a middle-aged man like yourself, you have a little bit more sass than other middle-aged.
I did receive a little bit of sass around my sophomore year during football season.
Yeah, you probably had some sass. That was a little different story, though. That's got to be different than other people's sass.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It was just...
And, like, the sass,
if you guys don't know
the
backstory, Connor didn't want to be an athlete. And I just thought he had more potential than to not be an athlete.
Yeah. I almost did cross country that year.
That would have been better than nothing.
I was in the weight room.
Yeah.
In there.
You were in there.
I was in there.
You were breathing.
I did box jumps every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the listeners can tell.
Okay.
That it's your sass.
Yeah, this is not my sass.
I'm starting to agree with Toby here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the longer Toby sits here, the more we come to realize why Jones is our grand opening for the You Mad podcast. He's just an angry guy, angry fellow. Sometimes.
Sometimes I am angry.
Sometimes.
And maybe it's because you have two kids now. That it's gotten worse.
Sophomore year, though, I didn't have two kids, and I was still angry.
Yeah, you had one, though.
He was very little.
Yeah, maybe because you were, like, getting into a new life.
Actually, football season, I didn't have a kid at that point.
Oh, so just me?
It was just you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were like my unborn, or not unborn, I guess. I don't know. You were like my son that I never had at that point.
It was me.
And you were a disappointment. But
I was a disappointment?
Yeah, you've been better since.
That's good.
Slightly less disappointing.
Yeah, he's less disappointing now than he used to be.
Still mildly.
Not, well, at times.
He'll let you down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go on this subject. So... You've been to a couple of the high school softball games.
I have.
Does Toby on the field, does she play with some sass too? Or,
oh, yes.
Or is it just in the weight room?
A lot of sass. No, she has a lot of sass on the field. You can see like when she strikes somebody out, and I can't yell in this mic, but she yells, let's go. And you can
He's over there behind the fence yelling my name. Like, that's not necessary.
That's because I like to celebrate my players and celebrate success. Yeah.
Another strikeout.
And hey, and listeners, tomorrow, is this going to air tonight?
We don't
probably
know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, just so listeners know, Toby's about to play Wagner, who has a girl named Goose.
September 5th.
And, September 5th. And Toby's going to strike her out tomorrow.
She's going to strike out Goose.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Is this going to happen?
I don't know. Goose is a different level now.
Toby's striking her out. She ain't no big deal.
No confidence, Toby?
Listen, when you got a girl, a sophomore girl that's already hit 300 home runs, she's a different level.
She's talking about summer, too, so don't count.
Has she hit off Toby Unrell?
Oh, yes, she has.
Oh.
Did she hit a home run off Toby Unrell?
Yeah, she crushed one. Left field. Hit the bus barn.
Toby had her 0-2. She had her.
Yeah.
And then she left one up the middle. That's really, I mean, Toby made a mistake.
Yeah.
I actually was there, and I don't think the pitch was a strike.
You're right.
I think it was a good pitch. Was it changeup?
No, it was fastball outside. It looked really outside.
It did look outside.
I'll give you that. It was outside.
So you would say she might have reached for it a little bit.
She might have reached. Maybe she went inside instead of outside. I don't know.
Well, inside it was hit by pitch.
She said mix after mix. Let me reach in my bag full of tricks on that one.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that was good. That was clean. So, Toby, that's it for you on this podcast. Yeah, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for coming in. Facing some giants here.
Thank you, Toby.
What'd you say, Toby?
Nothing.
Toby, you have any final words of wisdom for the pod?
I know, I really don't.
Do you have anything to say about Coach Jones here before you leave?
He's going to make everybody mad, so you just got to overcome that.
Okay.
Overcoming obstacles. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you, Toby. We're going to take a quick break from our podcast to thank all of our sponsors. Our first sponsor is going to be AirPro Heating and Cooling.
Servicing Inola and surrounding areas since 2017.
We also have Barefoot Garage.
Barefoot Garage runs an honest and reliable mechanic shop in Inola. Please call 918-202-4252 to schedule an appointment.
Broadway Boutique.
Open 6 days a week, shop small, and shop local.
The Porch.
Services in the Fine Arts Building Sunday, 8:30 and 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday nights at 6:30 at the Roundup Club. Love God and love people.
Performance Physical Therapy.
Performance Physical Therapy specializes in hands-on physical therapy tailored to athletes and active individuals. Their expert team combines personalized care with advanced sports rehab techniques to get you back in the game faster. Whether you are recovering from an injury or just enhancing your performance, they are here to help you move better, stronger, and faster, and also be more pain-free.
Inola Funeral Home.
Your hometown funeral service.
Speedy's.
Join Speedy's Fast Reward Program so you can feed your hunger and satisfy your thirst while saving money. Open 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Stop in. All right, Jones, after we've just said goodbye to our surprise guest, what's one of your maddest moments, like what some would say your greatest crash out would be?
So surprisingly enough, it's not Toby that's got me the maddest. There was a student, and he's a senior this year, and he was in the weight room. We were doing pause front squats. And he was not going low enough. And I said,
You could say, like, he has a willy, willy bad form.
Willy, willy bad form. Yes, he did. Yes. he wasn't going low enough on his squats. And I was like, okay, guys, we're going to stay here until you get low enough.
Yeah.
And he still didn't. And so I kept them. And everybody, there were some people getting willy, willy mad at him. And when they did, he then unracked his bar and just let it hit the racks, and then he yelled at me, "Kiss my butt." Oh. But he actually said even worse words than that.
He said a willy willy bad word?
He did say a willy willy bad word.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I was there.
And yeah, I was pretty upset at this point. And luckily we had another coach in there that was able to take him away from me, so I didn't have to deal with it, and it was, but I was pretty upset at that point.
We did a lot of core that day.
We did do a lot of core.
He wasn't even involved in it.
He wasn't. He had to go to the office.
Yeah, you took it out on us.
I did take it out on everybody else, but I was pretty upset that day.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, your sophomore year, wasn't it?
Freshman year,
I think. That your freshman year?
Freshman, you were happy with me then?
Somewhat. Okay. Except for, like, the blown coverages, but yeah. Pretty happy.
Yeah.
So the student was a freshman that year.
Yeah, I think he's a freshman. So he'd be a senior this year, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy that he would have the audacity to even do that.
It is crazy. I think maybe he was going some emotional stuff at home. Yeah. I don't know.
He's willy willy soft, so yeah, if it's the student point, I'm thinking of.
He's a lot tougher now than he used to be.
Yeah.
That's good.
And now we look back at it and we kinda laugh a little bit at it.
We can laugh at it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's fun, but not, in the moment.
Yeah, in the moment, I was pretty upset. Now I think it's kind of hilarious, but.
But
yeah.
If you and this student went at it, like, say we had a wrestling match, clean fight, I would we have the student over you?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't think actually anybody in the school would pick this student over me in like, any type of fight.
You say you're taking him in the four.
Seven
match series. You've got him in four.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep.
Is there a student here that kind of intimidates you?
Intimidates? No, but there's some that can hang with me.
In this room, perchance?
Me? In this room, no, not a chance in this room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
I mean, I would beg to differ.
But yeah, your leg would probably hurt.
Do you remember we wrestled in that dual state championship, me and you? Because I was going up a class when I was in elementary.
Oh, yeah.
You wrestled in high school, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because I went against you.
Yeah.
I heard you were a rather poor wrestler in high school.
I was not a good wrestler.
Did it for the fun?
I did it. I only did it my sophomore year. And
oh, you couldn't hang.
I dislocated my elbow, and it took me out of my baseball season, which baseball was something I really enjoyed.
Mm.
And so I didn't continue with it, and I really kicked myself in the butt after for not.
I'm gonna assume you lost that match.
It was a DQ. Like I kind of just they didn't you quit? Finish it. They
you,
didn't. Yeah,
you
didn't
gave
get to
up?
Finish it. Not really gave up.
So we're giving up now.
Yeah. Wasn't a great outing for me. My elbow was...
So you let like, somebody cart you off and say, hey, you're done. And you were like,
yes,
okay, did. I'm done.
See, if I were there in that moment, I would look you right in the eyes and say, Jerry, nobody cares. Work harder.
Yeah.
It's a mindset.
It is a mindset.
Nobody and cares.
Tell your elbow is like mine was. It didn't feel great.
I mean, I know an individual that tore his ACL, lateral meniscus, medial meniscus, and then he tore that like... third drive, then he went back in the half.
He did, but he whined about it the whole game. And then I'm pretty sure he stayed home on one of our games when he was sick. Same individual. Crazy.
That is crazy.
We got a new center. It was crazy.
He sucked, though.
Was I there?
Yeah.
I would say you were there.
Yeah, I would say you were right there.
Yeah. Does this happen last year?
I did.
Happened last year. Okay.
Last football season.
Yeah.
I can't believe someone missed that game because they're sick.
I couldn't believe it either. I didn't think it was true.
I'd think for the team, you'd show up.
Yeah.
Some would.
Some would.
Some have crazy mothers.
Yeah. Like having to get the fish out of the...
Yeah, the fish.
out of the pond
yeah.
before it drains.
Gotta save the fish so they don't drown.
Save the fish.
Yeah.
Leave the turtles.
Leave the turtles, save the fish.
Okay. So we have a crash out story that we want to know how you felt about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like a segment we're going to do on all of our UMAD podcasts.
Okay.
And it's called CTE Stories.
Mm-hmm.
So today's story, John, you want to go ahead and tell them?
Okay, so do you remember the time Antonio Brown ran from the sidelines, no pads on or anything, just took off? What did you think about
shirtless, completely topless.
Shirtless.
Yeah, throwing his jersey on the sidelines.
Yeah, what did you think about that?
I think that's wild.
What would you do if you were a coach there, what are you doing? Or a high school player did that.
If a high school player did that, I think you've got to do your best to redirect all the attention away from him and let him just do his little crash out on his own.
Yeah.
So how would you redirect the attention?
You're going to have to try to
Are
try
you going to start running with your shirt off to read like get the attention on you?
I don't think you want the attention on you either.
Oh, okay.
So you want to kind of
you don't want the attention on the game.
You don't want to you don't want to promote that behavior.
I'm definitely not going to promote that behavior.
Do you think Antonio Brown was justified in doing that?
No, because that all happened because he wasn't getting the ball enough.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty selfish.
He might not have been open.
I mean, Antonio Brown might be the greatest receiver of all time. Like, would you not throw him the ball?
Tell me, what did you just say?
I don't think Yoder knows football, guys.
Not well.
Yeah. My favorite NFL player is definitely Michael Jackson.
You and Yoder are very similar.
No, but, I mean, best quarterback probably to ever. Top two. Tony Romo, Dak Prescott. Name a better one right now.
I mean, Eli Manning was pretty good.
Uh-oh.
And what was that one guy's name?
What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it Dennis Quaid?
Trey McSorley?
Throw it on a dime.
Like, I ain't even trying. Who is your favorite quarterback, or best quarterback, in your opinion?
Tom Brady.
Who?
Okay.
one of my favorite, Michael B. Jordan was a really good football player. None of his games were ever on ESPN.
And Aaron Judge did play football in high school.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, he's huge. He should play football in high school.
Personally, I think he should be in the NFL right now.
I agree.
He probably would be if he decided to go that route, but I think he went baseball route.
He plays baseball now?
Yep.
Do you think...
Oh.
Do you think that Kyler Murray, do you think he should have took the baseball route?
Heck no.
Why?
Because you get to be the quarterback of an NFL team.
Yeah, and he could have been the center fielder of an MLB team.
Yeah, yeah, how many so well, you how many probably know baseball. How many center fielders do you know? Name one.
There's like there's probably 40 or 50
name,
of them.
Name
in the
one
league.
Name one center fielder by name. Don't know one. Name one quarterback by name that's in the NFL. Oh, you did. Kyler Murray.
Patrick
good job.
Mahomes.
There we go. You can name about 15 probably quarterbacks in the NFL.
Probably.
You're not going to name that center fielder. Maybe you can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, because you love baseball. But
and Kyler Murray.
Everybody loves
see,
football.
But like,
that's true.
Me and Kyler are like the same people.
Yeah, I can see where you get that.
You're both 4'11".
Like I'm.
You are both short.
Like I should be the quarterback for our high school team.
I think we've put you back there and gave you some opportunities.
Every year I've played football, you've been QB3.
Well, I haven't got my green jersey yet, so I'm kind of disappointed.
Actually, that's kind of a lie because we didn't play that year. I was gonna say 2 years ago.
Oh,
Cosper was
he was
QB3.
Being soft.
Yeah.
I was still probably QB3.
Wait, when you were a freshman, though.
I was QB3 because the two got hurt.
You got hurt.
I was QB5, and then I turned into QB3.
Yeah, QB5. Okay, yeah. That's more like it.
Yeah. But that was when
I feel like that's
threw left-handed.
Where you, I mean, that's about your skill level is QB5.
Five.
Yeah, QB5.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, what do they call it?
Wildcat. But he's just like wild kitty more.
Kitty.
Cat sounds intimidating.
Yeah.
Wild kitty.
Because that could be like a panther.
Yeah, he's like a baby cat.
But I'm
feisty.
He'll scratch you, but it's just going to be from a really small paw.
Yeah, like one of the ones, like it tries to jump on the couch and like falls down.
Yeah.
You know, dynamite comes in small packages.
You are small. You're more...
Just y'all
see,
know that.
Like a
so
stick of
those
dynamite.
Little snappers that you throw on the ground too. Like
you're like a poppet.
Yeah.
Like that you throw at your mom's foot or something.
Oh, okay. But I'm an adult poppet.
No.
No, you're not the big ones.
No, I would say so.
Like the paper.
Paper ones.
The little circle paper ones?
Yeah.
The ones that I give my son that's 2 years old and I'm like, here, play with him, you know. I'm not afraid of him hurting anything with him. That's more like you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a good firework guy. I worked the fireworks stand one time.
You worked the fireworks stand?
Oh, 412.
Yeah.
I heard, well, actually, this July, where my mom's from, she's from the boonies of sorts, you could call it, and some of her cousins were working a fireworks stand, and someone tried to rob it, and they shot him with a shotgun. It was like 11, or it was late into the night, probably 12 or 1.
Were they trying to steal fireworks?
They're trying
or
to
money?
Steal fireworks.
So they shot the fireworks or shot the
No,
people?
They shot the man.
Oh, okay. Thought we were blowing
did
up
they steal
the whole...
money and fireworks or just fireworks?
They didn't steal anything, they got shot.
Oh, that dude got
that
shot.
That dude got shot. My mom's cousins had... Because they have to stand guard at the fireworks station 24/7.
So there's like a...
it's just a tent.
Do they have like knights and stuff wrapped around the fireworks stand?
Knights? Like...
An armor?
No, they don't have...
an army.
No, they just had a guy probably on a 5-gallon bucket.
What about a sniper? Do they have a sniper?
Was
it the same person that
it was
helped with the Donald Trump?
He only had a 5... They didn't even give him a lawn chair. He had a 5-gallon bucket.
Probably a 5-gallon bucket.
Now,
cut off George in a 12
like
gauge.
He would shoot somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's
if
why
you're gonna
he
spend
did.
The night sitting on a 5-gallon bucket, you're ready. By 11 o'clock, you're ready to shoot somebody.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah.
That's how I was raised.
You had to sit on a 5-gallon bucket?
That's what I sleep on.
How do you get up there?
Ha-ha!
Do you need a step stool?
That was hilarious, dude. So I have my mattress on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
It's a long fall for you.
Hey, I fell off a bunk bed before. You talk about snapping me in half.
That was just
I think that's
bed.
What stopped
that
my
was Brindley's
growing.
Bed.
Oh.
It was Brindley's Barbie's bed, actually.
Yeah.
It's the dollhouse.
Spacious for you.
Yeah, for you, it feels like a bunk bed. It's okay.
It was tall. If you have to jump on your bed, that's a struggle.
That's true.
And I did that once.
I believe that.
I had to like, what's that?
All they track put is the box called? Springs in there. And
high jump.
High jump.
Hold? I had to high jump on my bed.
They put the box spring underneath it. It's the worst when they do that to you.
Yeah. I have to get mattresses with like the springs in the mattress.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. That's I have to do that. So I can get on the mattress.
Get on the Well, Jones, thanks for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome. I'm honored to be your first guest.
It's about all the time we have today.
I'm about ready for him to leave too.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course. Well, this concludes the first UMAD podcast.
Thanks for joining. Peace out.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We're going to take another break here for another ad read. Our first one's going to be Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance.
Please call Christy Yoder for any of your insurance needs, life, annuity, commercial, home, and auto.
Grams.
Burgers and chicken, because no great story started with a salad. Chicken dinner is a winner.
Enola Drug.
Your hometown pharmacy.
Jumpstart Learning Center.
Where playtime equals learning time.
Da Vinci's.
Authentic Italian food.
Unrow Meat Processing.
Experience meat like never before.
Sportsman's Meat Block.
Quality over quantity.
And Tommy Dyer Real Estate.
47 years of service. Please call 918-543-8822.